Misguided Astrology Podcast, the podcast that is dedicated to misguiding you. I'm your host, Katie, here with your transits for the week of January 17th through January 23rd, 2021. Well, friends, some weeks are better than others, and this week will be worse than most. Just kidding, but not really. The key word for the astrology of this week is challenging. Mars will be meeting Uranus in Taurus this Tuesday through Wednesday, forming an exact conjunction. Beep-boop! What the hell does this mean? Well, this is the meeting of two formidable energies. This conjunction represents a cataclysmic event that has been years in the making. Sounds hot, right? Let's have a look at the real-life chart of Donald Trump. Tronald Dump. Forrest Gump. Uranus is in his 10th house. Hallmarks of this transit are usually involving changes related to occupation, social status, reputation, a drastic fall from power and social grace, and or a desire to break free from repressive government authorities. Sounds kind of familiar, right? No matter who is actually repressing who, the perspective in question does check out. This Wednesday, the Mars conjunction peaks. This is coinciding with the inauguration and Trump's official departure from the White House.
Sucks to suck.
In lieu of this, you may be thinking, hey, the week doesn't sound so bad. And in this aspect, I guess it's not. But we each have our own Mars-Uranus conjunction to contend with. Imagine if you were in Trump's shoes. Actually, never mind, because that's stupid. But the point being is, this conjunction event is coinciding with his bad day. Oh, and one more thing about the Mars-Uranus conjunction. It is also known as the transit of rebellion, a sudden urge to assert freedom. This is an influence that we are all subject to. So cheers, mates. What do you say? Shall we get into it? This is your weekly horoscope. Libra, you little taking back Sunday. In your head about your relationship again, making it more complicated than it has to be. Moon and Chiron are conjunct in your house of partnership, meaning you're your own worst enemy. You are the source of your discomfort. Stop the narrative where it starts, with you. This aspect is quick to pass, but do your best not to feed the monster and to distract yourself with something pleasing or soothing. I know last week I told you to put down the phone and stop using people as a method of keeping yourself from yourself, but this week, go ahead and indulge in frivolous social behavior. Is chat roulette still a thing? That may be the Libra Olympics. Midweek is the Mars-Uranus conjunction in your 8th house of transformation and sexuality.
Spooky!
Uranus has already been here since 2019 and will remain here until 2027. It is a slow transit that will encounter many influences along the way. And by the end, you can expect to gain awareness of the subconscious forces operating to bring great change to your life. This will occur via sudden and fateful events. A new era of your life is set to begin, but first you must make room by discarding beliefs that are limiting you. You are the keeper of your own destiny. It should also be said that the 8th house is shared finances with a partner. So money in your domestic or business relationships is subject to unexpected change. Fingers crossed you receive an inheritance during this transit. Mars conjunction this Tuesday and Wednesday adds fuel to the fire. You can expect a flare-up of these Uranian 8th house themes at this time. In the wise words of feminist icon Miss Frizzle, take chances, make mistakes, get messy. Wahoo. End of the week is a time of critical communications with those around you. But heck, it's Aquarius season. Come together with your people and dish about the week. Pop a bottle with the ones you love while you vent about the ones you don't. Community and friendship are boosted during this period and are important to overcoming difficult times. Just don't share glasses and don't spit on each other. We can't afford any more loss. Alrighty, Libra, that's all for now. Thank you for listening to the Misguided Astrology Podcast. I'll be seeing you next week.